Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, for the first time since 1947, that would be 53 and 25, 78 years. Wait, what did I say? 53 and 25 would be 78 years. For the first time in 78 years, in the Associated Press poll, both Vanderbilt and Virginia are in the same poll. Two great academic institutions. They'll tell you, too. Just ask them. Virginia and Vandy in those polls for the first time in, 78 years. Virginia, I called last week. I called this early in the week last week that Virginia was going to be an absolute play against Florida State. They won the game outright. They play Louisville this week. Jeff Brohm, what a coach he is. What a quarterback guru he is. Miller Moss is starting to get hot. He's the former USC quarterback. And Virginia is a 7.5-point underdog at Louisville. They're going to get run this week, and they're going to be out of the top 25. I think Virginia's good, too. They're a legit team. Louisville is going to run them this week, especially with just the afterglow of beating Florida State. Did you see that crowd rush the field? I mean, that looked dangerous at the end of that game. And Vandy goes to Alabama on Saturday. And there's a bit of a revenge tilt in this one. Last year, Vanderbilt pulled off the win over Alabama. Their quarterback, Vanderbilt's quarterback, is outstanding. Bama's a 10.5 and 11-point favorite. I think Bama's good. Ty Simpson, put this down, Max. Ty Simpson's going to be a really good NFL quarterback. And when I say really good, I'm not talking about an elite quarterback. He's going to be a solid starting quarterback, Kirk Cousins-like, for a long time. He is good. Alabama rolls Vandy in both. Vandy probably wouldn't fall out of the top 25 with a loss, but Virginia certainly would. Virginia, you know, if they can go to Louisville this week and win to get to 5-1 overall, and they do have a loss in the ACC, but their schedule sets up the rest of the way where they should run it. They should end up as a one-loss team, and a one-loss team in the ACC, which would put them more likely than not in the ACC championship game. Virginia doesn't play Miami. They don't play Georgia Tech. They don't play Clemson. I mean, Virginia's got the easiest ACC schedule I have ever seen. They lost to NC State in a game they really had won. Stanford they beat. They're an ACC team. They had to play Florida State, and they won that game. Louisville is their last legitimate losable game, or the last legitimate game in which they will be an underdog. They have to go to Duke late in the year, and Duke's pretty good. But Virginia, if they can win on Saturday at Louisville, they're going to be in a great position to be in the ACC championship game and have a shot at a playoff berth. It's been a long time for Virginia, right? Since they've been any good. When's the last time Virginia was good in football? Seems like it's been a long time. But this game Saturday, they're 7.5-point underdogs, just begging you to take the points. Don't do it. Louisville can really move the football and can really score. And Virginia's weakness is actually defense. They're a very good offensive football team. All right, let's get back to the question at hand. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What is your overall big picture view now of how the rest of the season goes? We are four games into it. I am still very optimistic that this is a team that will win more games than it loses, okay, and enough games, meaning probably at least 10, to qualify for the playoffs and then be held to deal with when the playoffs begin. I think it'll be an offensive-led team when Jaden comes back, and Jaden's, you know, operating on all cylinders health-wise. And certainly they need Terry McLaurin back. Okay, yes, I don't believe that Terry McLaurin is what Terry McLaurin believes he is on the hierarchy of wide receivers, but he's the best they have. And they need him back if they're going to be what they were last year, which is offensive-led, quarterback-led, and a chance to win 10, 11 games, be in the postseason, and win a couple of games for sure. I am still optimistic about this team being that. There are two reasons why in 3 or 4 weeks you might get me to step off the, you know, the limb that maybe I'm now on. I don't think I was on much of a limb a few weeks ago. Those two things are this. Number one, the defense has not, as many of you said before last week, has not revealed itself to be any better overall than last year's defense was. And that was part of the equation going in. I was I wasn't convinced it would be better. I thought it was a huge mystery. I was hoping it would be better. And that hope that it could only improve from what it was last year hasn't been realized yet. You know, that hope hasn't delivered yet. I think they're better talent-wise up front with Kinlaw. I do. But the jury's still out. And as I mentioned in the opening segment, part of the problem actually is that some of the players that we had high expectations for that would step up and be even better than they were last year in year two of Joe Witt Jr.'s system, also in one particular player's case, year two period of his career, they haven't done that yet. They still might. Mikey Sanders still has not played well. I mean, he played better on Sunday, I guess, with the interception. Quan Martin hasn't played at the level that he was playing at last year. Frankie Louvu has taken a slight step back. I love Louvu. You know, that's been part of this. And certainly scheme, play calling, all of that. Lattimore, you know, let's move Mikey outside, Noah I inside, and bench Lattimore. I'm for whatever they come up with. I just don't want to see the same thing over and over again that we've seen against Green Bay and Atlanta from a coverage standpoint. I'm going to talk about that in more detail on the show today based on something that Quinn said yesterday. So number one, I would step off that limb if in 4 more weeks it was very clear and it had absolutely revealed itself, the defense, to be just as bad as it was last year. Because point number two that would get me to take a step back is, man, the NFC is potentially loaded. Philly, of course, but I think the Lions are going to be really good this year. Their problem last year is they had all those injuries on defense. If they're healthy on defense, they are still an outstanding offensive football team. And I think the Rams have revealed themselves to be contenders here early in the season. Now, you know, it's a bit fragile there because of a quarterback who's older. He's got to stay healthy, but he is the real deal at 37 years old. Is that what Stafford is? 37 years old? Because that team has weapons. Puka Nacua is on pace to catch 375 passes this year for 4,000 yards. That isn't it, actually, but he's got 42 catches through 4 games. I think we figured this out yesterday. What's he on pace for? 175, 180 catches?
Yeah, I think it was 173 like was the final number that we decided on.
Yeah, which
on.
Would shatter the Mike Thomas record from a few years ago.
Correct.
Michael Thomas had 149 in a season, one season for the Saints. And then he's on pace, I think, for 2,100 yards, which would break the record as well. Wow, has he turned into a baller. I believe Jaden Daniels is going to have a big season. Not the start he wanted with two games on the shelf, but fingers crossed he stays healthy and starts, you know, doing what he did last year, which is lighting teams up week in and week out. So here we go. I'm still optimistic that this is going to be an offensive-led playoff team that will win double-digit games, which is what's going to be required to make the postseason. Max, where are you?
So I'm not bailing, of course. Like, it's too early to bail. You're a quarter of the way through the season. The team is at 500 at 2-2, along with nine other teams that I think will, depending on how the arrows are going up or down. But no, it's not a matter of how you play right now. You can see that in a lot of teams. Like, look at the Chiefs. They're 2-2 as well. It's how you play in the playoffs towards the end of the year. It's about getting hot at the right time. That's a biggest thing in football. We did it last year, got all the way to the NFC Championship game. So it's about getting healthy now and getting through this horrible stretch that you're currently going under with John Bates, Noah Brown, Terry McLaurin, pretty much everybody that helps you win these games and gives you an advantage over the other team. So I'm not going to bail. I think that we're still going to make the playoffs and still going to be a dangerous team and be a tough out. It's just the defense and the secondary. The secondary, really, 3.5 weeks ago, I said top three they could be, and they might be bottom three. So I was big time wrong on that one. I'm a little bit worried about Marshawn Lattimore and Joe Witt, just like we were talking about yesterday, the trying to determine whether it's a scheme issue or if it's players on the field. And I'm not really sure which is which, but once we get a little bit more data and just watching more of these games, that will reveal itself and we'll kind of find out what needs to be done later this year.
I'm interested to see if a change or two is coming.
Yeah.
Will Harris being out probably was a blow to them.
Big blow.
Even though they liked Jeremy Reeves, they really liked the way Will Harris was playing, except I think in the Green Bay game. I think part of the issue really is the Giant and the Raider games, from a defensive standpoint, they just were a bit misleading, a lot misleading. All right, let's start with Anthony in D.C. Anthony, big picture through four games, where's this season headed?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Before the season started, I was always cautioning, beware because of the step up in competition. And I disagree with you. I think the pattern has been set. The stiffer the competition, the weaker the defense.
Right.
In order for us to get where we want to go, the offense is going to have to outscore the other opponent,
like they did last year.
Competent opponents, like they did last year. I believe that this is counterintuitive to say this, but I believe that catching lightning in a bottle has been long-term counterproductive.
Hmm.
When you stack what Peters has done on top of what Rivera failed to do with draft picks, I think we can legitimately say that we are 3 years behind in roster building. And on top of that, the potential issue that you may run into is, can you maintain the offense while trying to build up the defense. Because as you try to build up the defense, the offense is going to age out in some particular areas.
Look, so, it's not counterintuitive to say what you said. There's logic in it. You know, that they went for it last year, and they went for it a bit, you know, in the offseason as well. Now, remember, the two additions they made were on offense in the offseason in terms of trades, Debo and Tunsil. But I hear what you're saying. I would caution, though, last year's draft, certainly this year's draft, it's way too early, just way too early to have a definitive opinion on what these drafts will look like. We can now go back to 2022 and safely say that that was not a good draft and the trade back with the Saints was not a good trade, but because we've got three full seasons. You know, the 22 season, the 23 season, and the 24 season. But for their draft classes, we have one full season for last year's draft class. You know, I just don't see any way of calling the 2024 draft a real disappointment at this point. Too early, way too early. But thanks for the call, as always, Anthony. Let's go to Cam. Cam, what's your big picture outlook for the rest of the year through four games now?
What's up, Kevin? Good morning. Mine hasn't changed. I was never as optimistic as other folks, saying we had, you know, Patrick Surtain and Revis Island in the secondary. I was always 3-3 in division, fighting for a 6 or 7 seed, and I haven't changed, right? I think we have a, you know, when everyone's healthy, a top-notch offense. I do worry about the defense, and I think I had this problem last year and over, you know, the last half a decade or so. Like, even watching the game last night where Denver, I think, was getting home with four, you know, they're playing the Bengals, but they're getting home with a four-man rush. Like, we can't get home with a four-man rush, but also at the current, you know, at our current position, don't have the ability to send 6 or 7 because we can't cover one-on-one. So that is concerning, but I do think, you know, we have an offense that can score 30-35. It's just, hate that we have to do it, but my position hasn't stand. Like, that's where it is. But I am worried about the defense for sure.
Yeah, I think everybody that watched last year had to be skeptical that the defense could make a big enough jump to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Like, last year, they were a Super Bowl contender based on where they got to in the postseason. But it was very obvious when they got up against Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game on the road that they were not good enough defensively to win another two games. But that doesn't mean that their offense can't, you know, do it again. You know, the lightning in the bottle last year is only lightning in the bottle if Jaden ends up being kind of a one-year wonder. Because I think if he's more than a one-year wonder, and I do believe that he is, then I think the team every year with him, as long as he's healthy, and he's already missed two games this year, so the most he can play is 15 this year. You get down to 12 or 13 games, and that's all he plays. Well, now you've disrupted the entire possibility for the season. And I know they went 1-1 in the games that he didn't play, which is great. And by the way, played well offensively. You know, kudos to Marcus Mariota, Cliff Kingsbury, etc. It's not the same thing, though. But if you believe that it was lightning in the bottle last year, and maybe you're just referring specifically to making it to the NFC Championship game, that you believe, too, that Jaden isn't a one-year wonder, he's legit and he's upper tier, and they're going to be a playoff contender every year, but winning two road playoff games, they had, you know, two playoff games against two teams that were favored against them, but were also really banged up off, on the defensive side of the ball. So they caught a bit of some breaks there. Let's go to Bobby in North Carolina. Bobby, through four games, where is your big picture outlook for the rest of the season?
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Bobby.
Same as it was four weeks ago, I was the same way, Kev. I mean, this is a playoff team. If we don't have any more big injuries, but Kevin, I'm just, you know, things that could derail this, like you said, the defense. And I just think we've got major issues. You know, when DQ was hired and Joe Witt, their defense in Dallas was predicated on pressure and turnovers.
Yep.
Kevin, we're doing nothing. We're 0-2 in that deal. Pressure and turnovers, okay? We don't have whatever they're trying to do, Kevin. It's not working. And this has been going on not just the first four games, but all of last year. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to come up with the same game plan to win games with the Atlanta. We're going to have to outscore people. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you got to stay healthy to do that. But I don't know if you saw – have you watched all 22 yet?
Not from Sunday, no.
Well, there's a still shot on Twitter that's been there since Sunday after the game. One of those third down plays.
Yeah, I know. The one where they left Bijan completely uncovered in the slot.
Well, you know, to me, if you play a linebacker, your zone, you go on third down, you go drop to the sticks. Both linebackers were way farther deeper than the sticks. Both plays were open, Kevin. And that part... It's just dumbfounded that we can do that. I don't know.
I'm with you. I'm with you on this. We didn't know for sure the reason why last year's defense seemed to have decent players, but the output wasn't anywhere near good enough. And we talked about all offseason. This could be a coaching issue. This could be a coordinator issue. This is going to be an important year for Joe Witt Jr. We've seen four games. By the way, their pass rush actually has been pretty effective this year. In the first three games, it was not on Sunday. And I'm going to talk more about that because I think the reliance on a pass rush to mask deficiencies in a secondary when you don't have a special pass rusher is going to be problematic for them all year long.
It's malpractice to put Wagner out there on Bijan in the flat, okay? It's just freaking criminal. He's good at making tackles in between the tackles. For him to be out there one-on-one with that, Kevin, in my life, I can't even comprehend how they can scheme that up to put him
Bobby,
in that
situation. Bobby, let me tell you why, okay? He plays every single defensive snap. Why? Because he's outstanding against the run. He's actually pretty good as a pass rusher, and he's like an extension on the field. He's like a coach on the field. They feel like him off the field is a bigger risk on all of the other downs than him on the field against 11 personnel and having to cover. You can't go – remember how much they were nickel last year? They don't want to be in nickel as much. And now you can say, why not Jordan McGee? Why not the young kid that they've been raving about for a while? I'm with you. But the answer is simple at this point. They haven't pulled Bobby Wagner off the field because except for in coverage, he is an A-plus everywhere else. That's why.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. But, Kevin, you got to put – if McGee has such a good offseason and he's healthy and he runs a 4-4-4-5, Kevin, you have to put him out there.
Let's see what happens. Maybe there will be some changes. Maybe there will be some changes at corner. Maybe there will be some changes with Bobby Wagner not playing every single down. Yeah, Bobby, I'm with you. It's like I said yesterday, and you'll appreciate this. We all loved London Fletcher. Loved him. He was an all-time Iron Man. In those last 2 years, he was getting targeted. He couldn't cover. But yet, he was so valuable to the team against the run, being on the field as a coach on the field, you couldn't take him off because you were at a deficit when he wasn't on the field. That's where, like, when you just want to come down on Joe Witt Jr., it's like, hold on here. He can't take this man off the field because they'll suffer on early downs, but if he's on the field and is forced to cover on those downs, he's a liability. So they do have, you know, by going with an older, by the way, a good player still, there is some medicine that they end up having to take by having him out there for every snap. Thanks. I got to get to a break. Everybody else on hold, stay there. I want your big picture outlook now that we've cleared almost the quarter pole of the NFL season. Where is this season headed for Washington? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. Don't forget, you can watch us on our Team 980 YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button, hit the like button when you get there, and all of our football talk on the Team 980. 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.